The invention of money and its uses in different societies. Hello once more, thank you for joining me here for another video. I hope you are doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Officially, people started to use money some 5,000 years ago in the area of Mesopotamia, although other sources state that money appeared in China around the same time. It is quite officially documented that coins initially came from Mesopotamia and the first paper bills came from China. It is hard to know what role China really played in the invention of money, because nowadays they have been pushing a lot of false history in favor of China, viciously trying to erase, or at least to minimize the importance and the validity of all Western civilizations' history, including Egypt. So the information contained in the web is quite biased towards China. The official story of how and why money was invented is quite logical and convincing, nevertheless. At first people were bartering, or exchanging one good or set of goods for another, which by the way is also the basic principle of how a holistic society works. But, on Earth, then people started to encounter problems with bartering because not everyone wanted to accept the goods the others offered them in exchange for their own. A fisherman may have wanted to exchange some of his fish for some bread, but the local baker did not like fish, so the fisherman could not access any bread for his diet, all this quickly becoming a problem for the members of that community or population. All this made it necessary to come up with some form of exchange that would be interesting and satisfactory for every group member. The first forms of exchange that acted as money were hard-to-find objects, seashells perhaps and salt. Using salt as money was widely used in the ancient world, for example, to pay the members of an army, as was the case during the first part of the Roman Empire, and from where the term salary comes from. Although this above is accepted history, nowadays there is evidence that some sort of money was used as far back as 40,000 years ago, in the Upper Paleolithic, where there is archaeological evidence that flint, flint tips, and flint weapons were used as money. So it is easy to see that money as such has been around at least from the beginning of civilization, and it is a basic part of human culture on Earth. This is as far as I go mentioning the officially accepted origins of money. With the information I have at my disposal, I see that it is impossible to accurately date when and where money was used for the first time because all the dating mechanisms on Earth are notoriously inexact, especially carbon-14, which fails so much it baffles me why scientists on Earth continue to use it at all. It is capable of dating minerals from a mine deep underground as of recent formation, only a few hundred years ago, and it also commonly dates some seashells as from millions of years ago, when the creature that formed them is still inside, and alive and well. And as I have said many times before, time is only the subproduct of the conscious observer, so any dating back in time as is seen on Earth is simply impossible because of the time dilation and expansion phenomena caused by consciousness itself. Meaning that time is not a constant, so it is not possible to date anything accurately, when whoever lived what is being dated no longer is alive. It becomes progressively harder and harder to accurately date anything the further back you go. The use of money is said to be an exclusive characteristic of culture on Earth, and it is also said that it is used nowhere else in the known universe, whatever that means. The problem is that based on what I have researched in official Federation archives, and in the Taygetan ones as well, although they heavily overlap, many non-terrestrial civilizations have used, and continue to use some form of money during their transactions and in their cooperation agreements. Although I have not found direct evidence of an economy as it is understood on Earth, it is quite clear that many stellar civilizations do have their own version of an economy that may suit their cooperation needs. The main object of exchange is, of course, rare metals, such as gold, and this is no surprise to anyone, this being mostly used in low technological level interstellar civilizations. But with the advent of modern replicator machines, precious metals are not used as an effective object of exchange as they can be easily mass-produced and copied by any civilization that can use them. Besides their stellar version of bartering, I have found that they mostly like to use it as their main form of exchange, where original pieces of any object made by any civilization are of great value to them, and the rarer the more value it has, being that although it is possible to replicate anything, the originals will always be much more appreciated, and there are clear and easy technological ways to detect if an object is an original or a replica. And even if it is possible to replicate gold, I discovered that it is especially easy to detect if an example of it was replicated, or if it is an original gold piece coming from mining, as its origin. The latter conserves its value and appreciation especially when applied to jewelry and art pieces. The replicated gold still has a strong value but not as much as the original, or natural one, and its value is seen more as an industrial material to construct all kinds of technological artifacts because gold can be altered molecularly to become a near-perfect room-temperature superconductor, widely used anywhere where electricity must be conducted through cables. For example, it is used in all the cables, and in all the systems inside a starship. So, for stellar civilizations, there are basically three kinds of gold, although they all have their subvariants: the original and natural one, which has a high value, especially for trade and art, the replicated type that has industrial applications, and the special monoatomic gold used for medicinal purposes, and this is a subject for a future video. So, contrary to what has been said in the past, money does exist outside Earth, and has always existed in one or another version, or flavor of it. I know that my predecessors have said that money is used only on Earth, but there is a clear form of exchange among stellar civilizations that I cannot describe with any other word other than money. The use of some sort of money, or an equivalent, by all those countless stellar civilizations apparently is limited, and it is only used when there is no other way to achieve an exchange of goods that is satisfactory for both sides, and it does not hinder the principle of a holistic society, where no money is used. The holistic social model is used internally by all those advanced civilizations, where no form of money exists, and no economy is used. But the reason why all those interstellar advanced civilizations can function internally without money is because their society is functioning with a high level of abundance of resources, where there is more than enough for everyone, and all the natural, artificial and technological assets are readily at the disposal of all the members of the civilization in equal amounts, and anyone can take whatever they need, or what at any time. A civilization that is functioning at that level of abundance does not need an economy because all the resources are so numerous that everyone has whatever they want and need, so all forms of exchange are limited to a friendly kind of common agreement, stellar bartering, for lack of a better term, where compensating the value of an object is rare or at a minimum, because all the basic needs of all the members of the civilization are met. But this principle does not apply on Earth, because one of the most prominent characteristics of its culture, and of living on that planet is scarcity, and the feeling of lack, where even the billionaires that are living in abundance, still hold some form of concept to contrast the notion of having, and not having. Yes, it is clear to me that many people on Earth live in abundance, not only of resources such as in the case of the billionaires, but also abundance as in having all that they need and want in life, being able to live happily with whatever they have. This because it is far more important for that group of people to be someone, and not to have objects. They hoard consciousness and knowledge, and not things and stuff. So, yes, there is money in outer space, but only used as a limited currency whenever it is needed, and it is not the basis of any other society, leaving the economy and money as they are defined on Earth, existing only there and nowhere else. It is only on Earth where money is the main drive and purpose in life, and without which almost nothing can be done or achieved there, and that causes all the problems we are all aware of. Money and economies as they are seen on Earth inevitably bring about the accumulation of wealth by a few, leaving almost nothing for the rest of the population. A good example of this is the table game Monopoly, where inevitably at the end of the game, one player will be left with all the money, and the others will end it completely broke. Money and the economy are designed precisely to keep the riches in the hands of those few in power, and it is the primordial and the strongest control mechanism on Earth, stronger than religions even. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing. I appreciate it a lot, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.